Welcome to Thursday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Now, I was driving to work and channel hopping when I stumbled across Brother Copeland on the BVOV radio. I have to tell you this. This is so exciting. Because I prayed that. I said, Lord, have them stumble across the radio broadcast. And thought, another preacher. I was going to change the channel until he shared about throwing his cigarettes out the car window and going back. I had never heard that honesty in any church, so I had to hear more. I love the Word. Without the Word, through my spiritual father, Brother Copeland, I would have died years ago. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, teaching me how to love and use my faith and walk in all the fruit of the Spirit, R.S. in Texas. Come on, glory to God. Hallelujah. I was doing a radio broadcast one day. I said, you're not sick, you're not going to die. I thought, that was strong. And just went on about it. And this woman wrote in, and she said, there was a radio in my hospital room. Now, think about the miracle part of this.
Yep.
And she said, I heard you say that. You're not sick and you're not going to die. And she said, I thought, I'm not. The doctors had just come in there and said, you have to die. Think about the miracle. Ooh. A radio already tuned.
Come on.
And then her testimony was that I had someone go down to the gift shop and buy me a Bible. And I looked up the scriptures. And then I told my husband about it. And he thought it was wonderful. And we believed God and paid off his truck.
Praise God.
And I'm totally healed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And our 12-year-old boy son said, we started a church and we're in the ministry now. Over one statement.
Amen.
But it had the anointing of God on it.
You know, Brother Copeland, I was on radio on KWJS right here in Arlington, Texas. It was Swaggart's FM station.
Yes.
And a woman in Pittsburgh had a gun in her mouth and was going to commit suicide. And all of a sudden, her radio switched to my program. And I said, you aren't going to kill yourself. And she, got born again and called, and that was an FM station from Arlington, Texas.
Praise.
It was picked up in Pittsburgh, and it was only my program, and then it left.
Wow. That's
and so that's how God can use those. And I thought, Lord, why don't you do that and let me just pay for one radio station and you just broadcast it everywhere. But it didn't happen that way, but once.
No. That's good. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom declaring unto you the testimony of God. I determined, and so forth and so on. Now, verse 15, but he that, 14, let the natural man receive not the things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But if he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Think about it. Christ just simply means anointing. It's Messiah in Hebrew. Same thing. Now, we have the same anointing on our minds as our Lord Jesus Christ has. There's only one Spirit of God.
That's right.
And he has been forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And he's living right here and anointing your mind and mine.
That's right.
But it has to be released. It has to be believed right here. And then released from the heart with the mouth in faith. I have it. It's mine.
Yes. That's right.
This book says it. Mm-hmm. I own it.
Praise God.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God.
You know, the way that the Lord applied this to me was, that in my born-again spirit I have a mind. Not only this mind here, but my spirit has a mind. And you can compare this with 1 John chapter 2.
Yes.
And verse 20.
Yes.
But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. That's not true of this mind.
No, it's here.
I don't know all things, but in my spirit, I know everything. I have an answer to whatever problem is dealing with me because I have the mind of Christ. And so when I begin to understand this, it changed my way of dealing with everything. Instead of approaching it as I'm only human, and God, I just, you know, if you were to back up a few verses here, they often will quote this verse and says, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him.
But.
And that's what they forget. They forget the 10th verse.
Yeah, that's right.
And it says, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. But people see, well, all the time say, but we're just human. We can't know things. But God has revealed them unto us.
Yes.
In our spirit, we know all things, is what the Scripture says. 1 John 2:20. And, Kenneth, I know that you have operated in this, but one of the applications for me, I was trying to get this building done, and we went into debt. This is a long time ago. We went into debt and bought the building for $3 million. But then we were going to have to spend $3 million to get it renovated. And when I bought it, they told me, they said, we'll give you the construction loan. We wouldn't have given you the loan to buy it if you couldn't build it out. And for 9 months, I waited on that construction loan, and they just kept putting it off. And finally, they said, let's start the whole process over. And all I could see was another 9 months, and I wasn't going to do that. And so I said, you let me pray about it. And I went and took these scriptures that I have the mind of Christ. I have an unction from the Holy One. I know all things. And I said, Father, I know that in my spirit that there is an answer to this problem. And I just don't know what it is. And so it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14, that when you're praying in tongues, your spirit is praying. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And verse 13 says, if you pray in tongues, pray that you interpret. So what I did, I started walking. I have this trail on my property, and I started walking, and I said, God, I'm going to pray in tongues, believing that my spirit has the mind of Christ, and it knows the answer, and I'm asking you for an interpretation. And I'm drawing this wisdom out. And so I started praying like that, and it was less than a minute. All of a sudden, this prophecy came back to me that had been given to me 2 years before about all of our expansion, and it says, you aren't going to need to take out a loan because you own a bank. And I thought, what bank do I own? And the prophecy went on to say, your partners are your bank.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And you won't need to take out a loan. And I just...
Your spirit already knew that because it remembered that. Your mind
that
didn't remember it.
That's exactly right.
And so your spirit was kicking back, and it wasn't going to let it happen.
And so when that came to me, I said, are you saying that I shouldn't take out a loan? And I went back and figured we needed $3 million, and at the rate we had saved money, I figured I'd be 120 years old at the rate this was going. And I said, God, if, you know, the Scripture says a godly man will swear to his own hurt and change not. And if I say that I'm not going to take out a loan, I'm not going to take out a loan. And I said, is this really you? And I prayed about it and made sure. And after a couple of days, I went in and told my manager, I said, I'm not taking out a loan. I said, we're going to do this debt-free. And I said, if they come to me tomorrow and offer me all that money we need, I'm not going to take it. Sure enough, the next day they came to us and said, we've approved you, but we think you need $4 million instead of $3 million. So we've approved you for $4 million. And I told them, I said, you're a day late. And we didn't do it. In 14 months, we got that $3 million. I paid off that first $3 million, and that was back in 2003 or 4, and I haven't been in debt. And now God has blessed us. We got $160 million worth of stuff debt-free in 9.5 years.
Isn't that just...
And all of that is because in my spirit, I had the mind of Christ. But I was operating out of this mind, doing things the way that everybody else does it. Mm-hmm. But when I prayed in tongues, the Holy Spirit gave that to me. And people that are watching, you know this, but the people that are watching, every one of them has the supernatural mind of Christ to deal with their marriage problems, their financial problems, their healing problems, whatever it is. They just got to draw it out. And that's what praying in tongues and interpretation is all about.
Well, now, my spiritual father, Oral Roberts, did the very same thing about that ORU campus. He'd go out there and pray in the Spirit and interpret back to himself. Well, there were some people that owned some property, and he said, well, they want to sell it. They just don't know it yet. But he didn't go to them or anything. He prayed the blessing of the Lord on them.
That's right.
And then God's wisdom came up and said, I'll do it, but you make the first structure the prayer tower.
Ooh.
Well, then he said to me, he said, Christian endeavor, so much Christian endeavor is a failure because of a lack of knowledge of how to pray and what to pray. So he said the prayer tower was first, and then through natural gas, it has an eternal flame up on the top of it. So when we built here, our first structure was the chapel. And a woman by the name of Billy Adams was our first employee, and we hired her to pray. She said it was a little difficult for a while to go to work and pray all day, but she said, I did.
Mm-hmm.
And it was through that, her husband, Dane Adams, came to me, and he said, Kendall, I think there's a piece of property out here in northwest town you need to go look at. And anyway, I won't go into all of that, but this is the property and the man that owned it and what to say to him and how it all came to pass. And, of course, in my autobiography, it's all in there. But that's the way it came to pass.
Yeah.
He was praying in the Spirit. He'd go out there and look at that property and pointed, and he said, you're mine. You belong to this university. You belong to this. You belong to this. You belong to this. And they just pray in the Spirit and point and interpret it and point and interpret it. And that's the man that taught me how to do that. But he put it this way, and so do I. Praying in tongues is the gateway to the supernatural. And it goes back to the power, the tower of confusion, of Babel, and the Babylonian system.
Ooh.
But on the day of Pentecost, we got it back.
You know, I didn't get to meet Oral until just about 3 months before he died, and I was invited to go to his home, and he was telling me, he said he doesn't hardly pray anything in English until he prays in tongues first. He says that you had to pray in tongues. And he gave a story about praying for Billy Graham one time. You might have heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like five or six people that prayed for Billy Graham, and then they came to Oral, and he just started praying in tongues. And Billy told him, he says, man, I've never had anybody pray for me like that. And he said, you have people pray for you all the time. And he says, not like that. And he said every time he got around Billy, Billy would ask him to pray in tongues over
Well, him. He told him, I was there. This is the dedication of ORU. And I thought, look at Mrs. Copeland's little boy. Because I'm in the elevator with Oral Roberts and Billy Graham. And then he told Oral, he said it's obvious because it's in the Bible. And he said, I believe it. But he said, Oral, my congregation is mostly Baptist. And he said, so I can't touch that in my teaching. But he said, well, of course it's there. And then there are other testimonies about the family that it's not my place to give. But
yeah.
But that's where that evangelistic power comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd just stand up there for a few minutes and the only evangelist in the history of this nation that has a bronze statue. Think about that. And it should have happened.
I used to watch him on TV, but I only got to meet him that one time, but it was powerful.
That's the only time I ever
did. And did you know, everybody that was there got to ask him for one thing, and he would pray over you. And so I asked him, I said, I want to see more healings. And this was interesting. He said, it won't work for you. And I said, why won't it work for me? And he says, because you're a pastor. And I said, I'm not a pastor. I'm a television, radio minister, and I travel. He said, oh, it'll work for you. And then he prayed for me. And I think that the reason he was saying that is because most pastors, if you start praying for the sick, you aren't going to see every single person healed every time. And most pastors, in an effort to deal with that, will compromise and back off of if it's God's will to heal every person every time. But if you're an evangelist, you can go in and drop your bomb and leave and let the pastor deal with it.
And
so I think that's the reason he was saying that.
And because people in a church, here, if they're hearing it preached, they ought to be believing God for themselves and to go get the pastor to lay hands on them. Now, I've done it, but I go up there like this, Pastor, agree with me, sir.
That's it.
That's different.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to lay hands on me, but we're agreeing together. We're believing God together according to the book of Matthew, where two or three agree together. It's done for them of the Father in heaven.
Amen.
That you've conditioned it so that now you have faith in the book and not your feelings. Well, I've been praying, but I just don't feel like God heard me. Well, go sit down.
But Kenneth, going back to what we were talking about, in our spirit, we've got everything, and the application we're talking about is that we have the perfect mind of Christ.
That's it.
He knows all things, and I have just used this, I don't even know, but hundreds of thousands of hours I've spent praying in tongues. And did you know, when I was coming out of the Baptist church, when I was first hearing you and I was hearing some of these things, and my spirit was bearing witness, but all of my teaching was contrary. When Jamie and I first got married, I would lock myself, I would study the Word for about 10 hours a day, and then I'd lock myself in this little closet that we had and pray in tongues for 2 to 3 hours.
Praise
God. And just ask God to give me an interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for about 6 months, and something was happening on the inside, but my brain wasn't catching up with it. And then, in 1 week's time, it's like a bomb went off on the inside of me, and I started understanding. It's like all of these dots started getting connected, and I started seeing things. And I really believe it was a result of praying in tongues and asking God for wisdom. And the things that I'm teaching here 57 years later are all a result of that.
Yes.
Being in the Word, but at the same time asking the Holy Spirit to interpret it unto me. And it comes by revelation. I know that that's how you receive what God's given you, is through revelation, not just
being taught. And I was so blessed to have a mother that was a prayer warrior. And she had a spirit of fear. Her appendix ruptured when she was in high school. And they said, you won't live but about 10 years. But she, I won't go into all that, but, and then, so she just was afraid. She was afraid to have any children. Well, that turned out to be the only reason I was some only child. And, but then they used to have the camp fatherist out.
Mm-hmm.
She went to a CFO camp. And they go out in different cabins and so forth. And someone didn't know her, discerned that there was a spirit of fear about her. And they just laid hands on her and spoke to it, and it left. And they said that spirit threw her down in the floor. And she came up there, out of there, I'm telling you, a tiger. And she got baptized in the Holy Ghost in that CFO, camp. She came out of there. And, oh, she was afraid to fly. She was afraid to do anything. So right after that, I was flying a Lear 35A. And she said, where are you going? I said, well, I'm going to this meeting. I want to go. She said, I want to fly with you. I said, well, okay. So I sat in the back with her for the first time in an airplane. That spirit of fear had stolen that. Now, the spirit praying in the spirit brought that thing to the surface and allowed this person to discern it. And he got rid of it. And it was the devil that bowed his knee.
And she got rid of it.
She got rid of it.
That woman was stronger than horseradish.
Oh, I'm telling you.
I remember one of my friends going to your mom's Bible study, and she was preaching on the devil, against the devil. And he left there, and he says, I felt sorry for the devil. I've never heard anybody talk about another person that way. She was something else.
Yeah.
She was a blessing. Man, just think, if she hadn't gotten delivered of that fear, you wouldn't have been here. Think about all the things that God has accomplished for you.
Well,
life.
That was long before that. And they decided, because of that, she was so messed up on the inside, and they said, don't you ever try to have a child, you'll die. And so they just decided, they'd been married 9 years before I was born. And, but even before she was baptized in the Spirit, she was a praying woman. And anyway.
She came to me one time, and she had been diagnosed with something, I forget what it was, but she prayed in the Spirit, and God told her to come let me lay hands on her and she'd be healed. So I just prayed with her real simple, and she was healed. She said she never had another problem. Man, praise God for the Holy Ghost.
Yes, you know, absolutely.
We just don't realize that we have everything we need in our spirit, and it's just a matter of drawing it out. And, of course, there's multiple ways, but praying in tongues is one of the most important things that we can possibly
do. It's the easiest thing you ever did, because once you're born again, the Spirit of God is in you, living there. And He'll do things without being baptized in the Holy Spirit, speaking with other tongues. But according to the Scripture, the Woosh translation says, I am praying divine secrets.
Yes.
I like that. And expecting corresponding action. Well, we put that New Testament back in print also.
Amen.
And but that's what it is, and that's what it's for. It's not for the experience of it. It is for God to experience you. And there's been times that I go before the Lord, and I sense something coming up in my spirit. And I'll say, Lord, there's something that you need prayed, and nobody's praying it. So by your Spirit, I'm going to pray it in my prayer language until I get a release. Now, that hadn't happened many times, but it has happened. And so you just begin to pray, and you don't turn loose of it until you get that peace or the joy or a laugh breaks out. I don't care how long it takes. It is like Andrew said, you go get in your career closet. You get in there and shut yourself up. Amen.
Amen.
That's where the mind of Christ comes from.
Amen. We got it on the inside. It's just drawing it out.
Out of time. Boy, these 10-minute broadcasts are so We'll be back in just a moment.
The Bible says when I'm born again, the old passes away and I'm a new creation. So why is there still a struggle with depression, anxiety, and all the problems I had before?
In his book, Spirit, Soul, and Body, Andrew Womack answers that question by explaining biblical truths that will help you receive what God has promised you. At the moment of salvation, your spirit is made right with God and fully alive with His power. Then the Spirit of God in you has to flow through your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions, to impact your life. As you train your soul to align with your spirit, watch God's promises of healing, peace, power become a reality in your body and everyday life. This book will open your eyes to how God sees you, not by your past, your feelings, or your failures, but by the new you born of His Spirit. You no longer need to live by what you feel. Start living victoriously from the inside out. Order your book, Spirit, Soul, and Body by Andrew Womack, available now for just $9.99. You can experience lasting transformation and triumph in your life as you uncover the truth about who you really are in Christ Jesus. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days outside the U.S. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one. The greater one is right here.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/SWBC today.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
1/3 of your salvation is already complete. Right now, your spirit is saved, sanctified, holy, and empowered, as it ever will be throughout eternity. Someday, you'll receive a new body and a new soul to match up with your new spirit. Until then, it's your soul and body that are in the process of changing, not your spirit.
Amen.
I'm telling you, this is dynamite with a short fuse. Glory to God. It took me all of these outlines. And he's been saying it. Oh, I wish I had thought of that. But that's where the mind of Christ was operating in him to do that. Yep. Praise God. And, hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Tripp. What am I name? Copeland. Kenneth Copeland and Andrew Womack and the class saying, God loves you.
We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Woo, glory to God.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.